Dean in New York is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Good. Well, about 2 years ago, my family and I moved into a different home, and we had like wood molding around the doors and such. And I decided, rather mistakenly, to surprise my wife one day and paint all of that. And not a good thing. And I found out 2 years
later. Uh-oh. Man, you got in big trouble for that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I found out about 2 years later that she didn't really like it. And
she was so sweet. She didn't tell you for 2 years?
For 2 years.
Exactly. You know, but I come to not like it too much either. So I was trying to actually scrape the paint off, and I can do a lot of it by hand, but a lot of it seems on there. And I just want to see if there's a way to get the paint off without actually, you know, to go back to the finished wood that was there without taking, you know, the layers off underneath, meaning the stain and such.
Mm-hmm. Well, generally when you're dealing with paint removal, it really does help to use a chemical paint remover, you know, and there are a ton of different ones on the market, some that are spray-on, some that are more liquidy, and others that are more gelatinous that sort of like sit on the surface. Both of them, you know, will take off layer by layer by layer. I can't guarantee to you that when you get down to that original stain that you like, that it's going to be like great condition. You'll just wipe it off and be done with it. You may need to then take that layer off and restain.
All right. Would sanding be an option, or would that possibly
no,
be more?
Because if you sand,
it's
going
to dig right into it.
Yeah, and even with the scraping, if you sort of go in there with your fingernail or putty knives, you could sort of gouge into the wood itself. So I would, you know, get a liquid paint remover, one that's in like a sprayable format, spray it on, let it sit on there to sort of break up that first layer, and then carefully use a paint scraper and just sort of, you know, smoothly go across the surface and see if you could start taking it off. But, you know, just be very cautious because you don't want to overspray the remover so that you're getting into the stain. But generally, because the paint is made of a different component than the stain, you should be able to get down to it. But, you know, just be gentle in the removal.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.